There's nothing good about this song.
Stop that.
I'm sorry. It's like I slapped your child.
Everybody loves this song, even if they don't know it.
It's a VH1 classic hit.
It's awesome. What are you doing?
My microphone is falling apart. I'm fixing it. The retaining braces are broken. No, they're not broken. You say broken, the engineers come running in. No, it's fine. It's just they came out of the harness. Like Dreamweavers playing in the
background. I am going to play every song you hate if you keep talking crap about Journey.
I'm not talking crap about Journey. I'm just saying that... you know what?
They're going to be playing in Clark County pretty soon.
They're probably playing in Clark County right now. I'm not the demo for this song. A singer in a smoky room. In jazz hands...
Mammy!
Jazz hands again. For a smile they can share the night. It goes on and on and on. There's that drum build. I don't even know what genre of music this is. It's like it kind of wants to be rock, but it's not. This is to rock like...
It's soft rock.
This is sort of like the...
It's a music we can all agree on, Theo.
This is sort of like the Carib of the rock world. You know what I mean? Looks like it. Kind of sounds like it. It really tastes like it.
This CD free with your membership in AARP.
Exactly. This is one of those CDs that you can buy for like a penny. 503-733-2970. You don't remember that era. You don't remember taping a penny to the Columbia House. The Columbia House ad, really?
Yes,
and it was like you were just... And you would have to buy your 9 CDs or whatever. And you would look through it and you're like, ah, crap. And there was never anything you wanted. It was just like endless Kenny Rogers collections. We got Jim Roop coming up later on. We got to do... in fact, Scotty, please now to be taking... We're going to take caller number 5 now. And we will do a beat record identifying this weird 80s song left over in the studio of 107.5 for no readily apparent reason. We'll do that right now. 503-733-2970. 503-733-2970. We have coming up later on Jim Roop, more from Tim Riley, also the worst story you've ever heard in your entire life, and so forth. All right, let's talk quickly here to John. John, you were on the Rick Emerson radio program. Hello there, John.
Hey, Rick. Hey, first off, let me preface with what I'm going to say with, I have much love for the Rick Emerson Show, Sarah and everybody. Been listening to you for years.
Yes. You're about to get reamed.
Yes, seriously. We're going to be making some changes here at CBS.
So, but what I want to say is, there's a lot of guys out here that are in their late 30s, early 40s, that have a lot of respect for guys like Scotty J, because he was able to do something that a lot of us aren't able to do. You know, I've been working the same gig for a long time, and I've always wanted to do other things, be it teach or be a DJ or whatever, and never was able to do it. Here's a guy that's able to at least kind of do something we wish we could have done. You know, I have a lot of respect for him because I could never take direction from anybody younger than me. Not so much the female aspect, but it would be really hard to take direction from somebody younger. Regardless of the experience, I mean, that's kind of relative, I think. But
well, that's a fair point. And in fact, actually, I was wondering that yesterday because...
And some respect should be shown for the people making that possible.
Yes.
And I don't...
Well,
I don't
and it's reversed, too. It's reversed, too, because that was...
But Sarah,
well, that was the hardest thing. Okay,
Hold on. There's a phone lag that happens here today. So Sarah, okay. Go ahead. What did you want to say?
It's weird in reverse too, because imagine Rick and I having to tell somebody who is older than us, you know, what to do. It's kind of a weird
situation.
It is
actually kind of weird.
I didn't know how to do it at first.
It is a little strange because it happens less and less and less as you get older. But I mean, especially, and I've been in radio for a long time, and I remember having I had a program director gig, which I was terrible at, but having a PD gig when I was 20 and 21, and it was weird because it's like you'd have some board op that was like 50. And I mean, it's kind of awkward. So I wondered yesterday, because Sarah and Scotty were having this dust up yesterday, and I wondered whether it was because she was a woman or whether it's because she's like half his age. And I mean, and you're right. So you part. I do recognize that.
I think in today's day and age, I work in an industry where there's very, very, very few women just because of the nature of what we do. And, you know, it's, So that's never been an issue that I've had to deal with. Though I do have to deal with them in management, and it's frustrating because half the time they don't know what they're talking about, but that has nothing to do with gender. It's just the fact that they're management. Scotty Jay's in a unique situation, and I'll tell you what. Every day that I listen, I applaud him because I wish I was in that seat. I wish I'd have paid $21,000 to go to whatever school to get be able to be in and have an opportunity to do something like what he's doing because, you know, from what I've had, the conversations I've had with him, he's there because it's fun. It's his dream. It's not that he's going to make $1 billion or be the next Tom Likas.
Are you related to Scotty Jay in some fashion?
Not at all, but I just, you know, I mean, Sarah's fantastic talent, and she's fun to watch, and I enjoyed, you know, she's great on the show, you know, and it's just, there's a dynamic there, and you can definitely hear the tension convention when they're not syncing up, and it was very,
exactly.
Very obvious, and it comes with age, and I know that people under the age of 25 hate to hear that, but you get really good at being able to appease those that are younger than you, and Scotty's good at it.
All right, sir. Thank you so much for listening. Appreciate it, John.
No problem.
All right, there you go. That's John. It's 503-733. 2970. No, it's true. So Scotty is like Mark Wahlberg in Invincible. He's, you know, he's the Rocky Balboa.
It's over. I was too old, broken down, over the hill. I just want to go the distance.
Mrs. J. All right. It's 503-733-2970.
I can see the story of Scotty's life. Scotty J. Breaking through the pillow wall.
Yes, he's like Al Pacino and Glengarry Glen. Yeah, that's exactly what you're like. You're just like Al Pacino and Glengarry Glen Ross, Scotty. I was just going to say that. All right.
So should we play a song?
Yeah, because we've got to. Let's take caller number first. This is Glenn. Hello, sir.
Glenn.
This is line 4 I'm looking at here. This is Glenn. Caller number 5. Is he there?
Yes.
All right, Glenn, how are you doing, brother?
I'm excellent.
All right, sir. So here's the thing. We've got a pair of tickets to House of Midnight, which is, you can find out more at houseofmidnight.com. It takes place 20 minutes south of Portland in the parking lot area of Bullwinkle's Family Fun Center. So I'll tell you what. Sarah has got queued up an 80s song from the Movin'. Now, do you know what it is?
No, it's some generic 80s mix CD.
All right, that we found laying in the corner of the studio here. So here's the deal. She will fire the song. If you know it, it is you and Sarah against me. She is also assisting you with this. So if you guys know the song, you buzz in by saying your name. If I know it, I will buzz in by saying my name. If either you or Sarah get this, you will get the tickets to House of Midnight. If not, you will head away cloaked in desperate shame. Are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
All right, here we go.
Okay.
Kim, do you already know it?
Well, I kind of cheated. I kind of picked it up.
Oh. Oh, no, we're playing, no, we're playing XTC Into the Break.
Oh, that's right.
But this is, yeah. I love that song. I have no idea what this is.
Is this Ozzy Osbourne? Mr. Crowley.
This is bad. Can I change it?
I have no idea. Well, hey, Scotty actually knows it. Is this? I have no idea what song this is.
And we'll never know because it doesn't have a key.
He knows it's Frida, Something Going On. All right,
okay.
There you go. Well, let's try another one. All right, we'll take this. So nobody knew that one. So that one's that's a buy. All right, here we go. Rick.
Oh.
Yeah, 867-5309 in your face.
Okay, whatever.
Bitches. All right, there you go. All right, Glenn. Regrettably, Sarah choked on your behalf there, so you will not...
You are such a jerk. You made an entire movie about this song.
Yeah. You will not be going to see House of Midnight, Glenn, but thanks for playing, my brother.
Hey, thanks for giving me a chance.
All right, there
you
go. Let's take the next call. Let's take Jeff. Jeff, you're on the Rick Emerson Show. Hello, sir.
Good day to you.
Hey, Jeff. All right.
It's Jeff the traffic guy.
All right. Do you know... Is this...
I know Jeff.
Do we know this is? All right.
Jeff, he's a long-time listener.
I have no idea. Okay. All right, so Jeff, here's the thing. We're going to fire a random 80s song here. If you or Sarah know it, you buzz in with your name. And if you can beat me at it, you go to see House of Midnight. All right, here we go. Rick, Centerfold, Jay Giles Band. In your face, Jeff. Yeah.
Let's give him one more.
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah, does she walk? Does she talk? Does she come complete? Huh? Brooklyn. Rick.
What? What is this?
What?
What is this?
What do you mean?
You just said your name.
I didn't.
Okay, what is it?
I don't know what you're talking about. Look over there.
Jeff, you got anything?
I can't really hear him.
Okay, my turn up. Hang on.
Do you know this?
I remember the title of it.
Rick. Get her alive.
Scotty J probably just typed it on the computer. Yeah, you're such a cheater.
I am cheating.
You get the tickets. You are such a cheater.
I am totally cheating. Scotty typed on the screen, all I really want, dead or alive. Scotty is really good.
Well, he's been in the business 20 years.
I hate to say this, but really, Scotty is the one that I ought to be playing against. I hate to say that.
He is a DJ.
He is...
Definitely. Congratulations, Jeff.
All right, Jeff, you're going to House of Midnight. You can find out more at houseofmidnight.com, 20 minutes south of Portland. All right, thank you, sir. All right, there you go. That's Jeff. All right. It's 503-733-2970.
Can we do one more?
Let's do one. Do we have...
How many pairs do we have left?
I think we got one pair left, but we got Jim Roop coming up here in a second. So why don't we do this? Let's go to Tim. Then we'll have Jim Roop, and then we'll probably break after that. We'll come back, and we'll do our final pair after that. Don't forget, also coming up, we got the worst story you've ever heard in your life. Ladies and gentlemen, here's Tim Riley, the Ministry of Truth.
From the Ministry of Truth, this is Tim Riley.
A phone book ripping pastor is an Oregon chap, Ed Sharon, will still rip telephone books apart for fun, but he's stopping to do it he's not going to make it a career anymore. He was in Branson over the weekend, and he tore through 56 Portland phone books in 3 minutes, reclaiming the Guinness Book of World Records for Portland phone book tearing. It marks the fifth time for Sharon, the retired pastor of the Umpqua Fellowship in Roseburg, that he set a record. "I'm finished," he said. "It's been a lot of fun over the years. I've been able to live the dream."
I don't understand what we're talking about.
He's tearing Portland telephone books in half.
And he's a priest.
In Branson. Apparently it attracts a crowd.
Well, that's what you do in Branson. The only thing I know about the Guinness Book of World Records, I wonder this about the Guinness Book of World Records, actually. I think about this a lot. And I wonder, like, is there a list of things for which they will accept competitions? Or can you just, like, make your own category?
I would imagine you could.
Well, you look at the Guinness Book, and there's, like, I just remember that one thing of, like, the fat guys on the fat twins on the mopeds, and then the guy with the really long fingernails. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And it's just, like, you just wonder if you could just sort of create your own category. Rick, Scotty is padding his broadcasting resume. Is he also adding the time he spent on the high school AV squad? Ha, 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 says this email. By the way, now that Sarah has Scotty's sack, will she string it from the handlebars of her bicycle? Just curious. That is David. I would imagine so. All right, here's Tim Riley.
Radio giant Clear Channel Communications has confirmed it's considering putting itself on the market. Media outlets around the world have begun speculating that the company might be up for a buyout, since a CNBC report that aired yesterday alluding to the idea of the sale. The San Francisco-based company refused to comment on the speculation, but announced its board is evaluating various strategic alternatives to enhance its stockholder value.
They're not really evaluating it themselves. They're having somebody else go into a room thousands of miles away and evaluate it earlier that day, and then they'll just play that back.
Well, Captain Underpants may be a superhero, whoever he might be, but he isn't welcome at some suburban New York school. Three 17-year-old girls were told to leave Long Beach High School when they showed up on Superhero Day dressed as the subject of the best-selling children's books. The girls wore beige leotards and nude stockings under white briefs and red capes.
That's fantastic.
The principal says he knows they weren't naked, but it appeared that way, so he sent them home to change. One of the girls didn't understand the fuss. Honors student Chelsea Horowitz said the costume, "Well, there is nothing to see through or anything." Captain Underpants has battled, among other things, talking toilets and the infamous Professor Poopy Pants. I can't believe that came on the
It was really worth it. Just your whole broadcasting career has been leading to that moment. Let's see. This email says, "Curse you! Curse you, Rick Emerson. I was listening to Stephanie Miller this morning, and she played a clip of Howard Dean, a 30-second clip during which he said, 'A new direction,' three times. I can't even remember what he actually said, only that he said 'new direction' three times in 30 seconds. I can never take him seriously again." Signed, Sean in Salem. Let's see. Rick, By the way, John Waite's, oh, this is from Bad English. John Waite's solo hit was, that's right, Missing You. I ain't missing you at all. Yeah, that's, yeah.
I remember that from the advertisements on TV, and right after that, Hold On, by Wilson Phillips would start.
Oh, it was like, the record ad?
I ain't missing you at all. And it goes, Hold On.
Yeah. That Missing You is also effing cool. You should always be playing 80s rock.
Wow.
And then just to drive the point home, it is signed ROCK! Like, in all caps.
Wow.
It's fun hanging around deserted old radios.
Have you been looking at the call screening? Do we have Jim Roop?
Oh, wait, let me look here. And, no. Rick, there is one moment and only one moment. One moment and one moment only that matters in the Once Bitten, Twice Shy video. It is the moment where Jack Russell motions. Everybody in my age group knows this. It is the moment where Jack Russell from Grey, he's the singer for Grey White, motions for the babe to come up and harmonize on the song. The camera pans in on Bobby's rear end, and it is off the scale hot. I do remember that. It's where it's like they're playing in a warehouse or in like a garage or something because the bus is there. And there's this moment like in the second chorus or so where Jack Russell, his fingers adorned with rings, Robert Plant style, waves all the girls to get up off the anvil cases where they are sitting and to come over to the microphones. And they're all just sluts. And I mean that in the best sense of the word. Just absolute flat out 1980s rock and roll trash, which is just really one of God's finest creations is the 80s rock whore. I mean, there's just...
Did you get that top five list of 80s cliches in music videos?
Well, I've had a bunch of people sending me their thoughts about it.
Oh, my God. This made me laugh out loud.
Yeah, no, I've had a bunch of guys kind of send me
are.
The... Oh, wait, is that Roop? Let's see. Well, now, so Scotty is typing in the screen, no Roop.
No, he's calling on the warm line.
Oh, I see.
Here. He doesn't want to talk to Scotty.
Let's welcome now to the record. Let's hope this is Jim Roop from Los Angeles. Hello, sir.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, it is you. We had no idea. We're answering the phone blind. We had no idea if it was actually you or not.
Yeah, sorry about that. I'm a little late.
Oh, you got a fire going on down there, right?
Yeah.
I mean, so I won't take up a lot of your time because I know you get your day's kind of going crazy. But well, just give a little heads up. What is going on? Is this one of your like three times a year wildfires, or is this something new?
Well, you know, well, this is a new one, yeah. I mean, it started about 1:30 this morning, I don't know, close to 5,000 acres, I think, by now. Four firefighters are killed.
Damn.
Three confirmed. It looks like the fourth one who was critically injured, and those five got trapped. Looks like he's done.
Ugh. Oh, that's terrible.
Yeah, it's a pretty big one.
Well, you know what? I won't take up a lot of your time. I know you guys a lot of stuff to cover, but I will just say this, that we bid a fond farewell to Gary Baumgarten. Today.
Oh, yeah.
And so that guy, we have been happy trails to him. And I do just want to share this tiny little piece of inside news with you, and then we'll let you kind of get back to covering this. Thanks. It sounds terrible, but we had booked Gary Baumgarten to come on today at noon, I think, our time. Or what, Sarah? What time had we booked Baumgarten for initially?
12.
It was 1 o'clock or something our time. But it's CNN. They told us Gary won't be available after 3 p.m. Pacific. And we said, why? And they go, well, he's just not going to be around. So I got the feeling that they were just shoving his stuff into a box, and then somebody from CNN, and I don't believe it was Laura, but somebody from CNN actually called suspiciously a while later and said, well, since, Gary's going to be on with you today, is it possible for somebody to tape that interview and then make it available to we here at CNN? So I have a strong suspicion. I cannot prove this, but I do have a strong suspicion that somebody at CNN, who I will not name, was trying to catch Gary in the act of speaking ill of perhaps some of his compatriots, some of the people he interacts with on a daily basis.
Or maybe they want something to remember him by, something for the archives, Gary's last day.
Well, that's entirely possible, but I always tend
on
to...
On our show, though?
I hope so.
Really, on our show, I was going to say, our show is held by... I mean, really, you guys like this show because y'all are hip with it and you've been doing it long enough. I don't know that your view of this program is shared by some of the higher-ups at your fine network. It's my observation. So there you go. Well, you know what? I'm not going to keep any longer. I know you've got this terrible fire to talk about. So I will let you get back to that, and we will talk to you at some point in the very near future, my friend. So
right,
yeah, we'll talk to you soon. Thank you. There you go. Jim Roop, ladies and gentlemen. Ah, sounds like things are getting really ugly down there. Ah, Mayor of Simpleton.
This is for Tim. This is one of his favorite bands.
XTC?
Mm-hmm.
Joni's a huge XTC fan. I remember this video of him sitting in a tree.
How How can you not love this music?
I'm not a big XTC fan, but you know the weird thing about this is Andy Partridge, who's the lead singer for XTC, he looks exactly like, what's his name, Dwight, or whatever that guy's name is from The Office. The guy who was on 6 Feet Under. It looks exactly like him. One thing, and that's I love you, rock. All right, back after this, Rick Emerson radio program. Could definitely be Send Me an Angel. Do you believe? You know, they've re-released this song like 7 different times.
I think this is the dance remix.
Yeah, no, this is the only hit that this is what, Real Life?
Mm-hmm.
This is the only hit this band ever had. And so as a result, about every 5 years, they would re-release it. The alternative equivalent to that is Melt With You by Modern English, which was released 3 different times. This is a great song, though. This kind of called. There really should be like some kind of rockin' remake of this, though.
There actually is.
Is there?
Well, there are like all these remixes of it on here.
Oh, is this a maxi single?
Yeah.
Kids today don't know maxi singles because they buy everything off the internet, off the interweb.
Let's see.
All right. Is there a metal remix?
It's not cooperating.
There we go. Oh, this sounds promising.
I am Iron Man.
This is like a nightmare.
This is like that wobbly voiced woman who was on the island of Gozo. I think this is a different song.
Are you sure?
This doesn't sound like Send Me an Angel.
This might be the Christmas version.
Yes, exactly. All right.
I know there was another version.
Christmas is all around us. Welcome to Renaissance Fair 2006. Would thou like a goblet of Diet Pepsi? And it's over. Oh, wait, no. Okay, and we're done? No.
It's a guarantee.
And the song is confusing me.
We find this song confusing and infuriating.
It sounds like an upbeat version of Summer of 69.
Okay, this is again a different... I thought you claimed these were different versions of Send Me an Angel. Does anybody else find this amusing? I don't care. Okay, I really don't. All right, that's number 6. So this is a buried way. You know what it is? That's like you get halfway through. You're like, this record sucks. And you get halfway through. No, wait, it's this great song again. It's like that Donna Lewis thing.
It's like when people have one single and they play it twice at a concert.
Totally. All right, and...
Come on.
And...
It's not reading it.
Is... there we go. A Tim Burton production. In a magical land filled with unicorns and bad claymation, there was a magical couple. Oh, God. The 80s sucked. Let's just admit it right now. And I'm from the 80s, and I can tell you they suck. I was there, kids. I saw it firsthand. Oh, yeah, this is really...
It's 7 minutes long.
Yeah, it's just long enough for the X to kick in. Oh, this is totally like the To Live and Die in L.A. mix. That's what this is. Crockett, I'm not going to let this one get away.
I see this in a chase scene in 21 Jump Street.
Yeah, I try to see everything as being part of 21 Jump Street. That's
They're
how
jumping
I...
over garbage cans, and I see some guy in a bandana with sunglasses at night running through
Seriously,
a dark alley.
A guy
cars flipping a dozen times, yeah. And people get out with perfect hair.
The guy wearing a bad, like a sport coat and sunglasses while chasing our hero. You know, the best part about these is the band doesn't even have to be around for these remixes. They could just cut the single and go home.
No, then they'll cut back to it, and then, like, his partner will get shot, and then they'll change this, and he'll be looking at this guy, and the Send Me an Angel will play again.
Yeah, as the camera's pulling up away from him and spinning.
Yes.
Yeah. Rick, this email says, about respect for Scotty.
All the aging Dokken fans are living vicariously through Scotty's new radio career. Let's all raise the metal goblet and toast Scotty's lead. Dave in Southeast, giving respect for Scotty. How about this? Rick. Oh, you know, I never finished this email from like 2 hours ago. Talking about the three greatest moments of 80s rock. First time I heard Rock of Ages, Bobby Brown and the Great White Video for Once Bitten, Twice Shy. And number three, Samantha Fox and the hottest pair of faded Levi 501s ever singing, quote, this is her other hit, the I Want to Have Some Fun. Move My Body All Night Long. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Tim Riley, and he's there, that thing that we call the Ministry of Truth.
And now, from the Ministry of Truth, this is Tim Riley.
So that crazy guy in the church had murdered somebody before.
Well,
but they let him out on good behavior. Apparently, it didn't work. Apparently, he was ranting about the blood, sloshing people with fuel, and starting a fire. And I guess the hero in this is the guy who tripped them. And his, I'm not sure if this is a man or a woman, Laverne Marks, 65, stuck out her foot and tripped the guy. So now he's in jail. I have his name here somewhere.
This email just says, stop the journey. My mom, Rick, used to torture... Not my mom, Rick, but my mom, Rick, used to torture me with this in the 80s when she had a huge crush on Steve Perry, as all women in the 80s did. She met him once with her best friend who knew his best friend. He turned out to be a huge douche. My mom promptly tore up his poster soon after. It's kind of disconcerting, though, that your mom was there trying to have sex with a guy from Journey. How would you hear this story? And what? How drunk would your... No offense, Nick. But how drunk would your mom have to be? Did I ever tell you about the time I tried to have sex with Steve Perry? Get mommy another spritzer. He was always way too sweaty and had disgusting, greasy cat hair. That really is true. Steve Perry is a hideously unattractive man. Let's all just say that right now. Just say what needs to be said. Rick... Hitting the post is one of those phrases, much like the phrase, hit the head, that sounds less like you're going to do the thing the phrase refers to than it sounds like you're going to do a thing closer to flogging a dolphin or polishing the Foley. Just saying. Pardon me, I got to go hit the post now. All right, thank you, sir. All right, here's Tim Riley.
Well, the world may not yet know it that Kevin Federline is a major star, but he seems quite convinced of it. Mm-hmm. His aspiring rapper recently told Entertainment Weekly he's the most talked about person of anyone over the past couple of years. The revelation came after the band gave K-Fed a personality test, and he shared other tidbits with readers, including the fact that he's no longer embarrassed to buy feminine hygiene products for his wife.
I wasn't even really listening, and then I just heard feminine products.
He is no longer embarrassed to buy feminine hygiene products for his wife.
Who?
Kevin Federline.
Okay. So he buys tampons for Brittany.
Correct.
Okay. Rick, this email says about Scotty J. I have several years of remote-controlled car experience since it uses radio waves. Can I also claim this as radio experience? I'm just asking. Yes? Yes, you apparently can. Let me ask you this, Scotty. Scotty, are you there? Are you in the studio? Can you please now to
I'm here.
Speak to
him? How's it going?
Let me ask you this. I'm going to give you a list of things, and I just want you to say yes or no as to whether or not you consider these to be having a radio industry experience, okay?
All right.
Wedding DJ.
Well, here, let me start. Let me say something.
Let me preface this, Rick,
by saying radio experience, and so...
Well, what did you mean when you said the industry? What industry were you referring to?
Okay, from high school all the way through college, all the way up until now, over the last 20 years... And also I had a cable radio show, right? Okay, doesn't count as the airwaves, where you like play on channel 14 or whatever, they play that music on there, right? So we did it just like a radio station.
That's television, I believe.
Okay.
I remember that period of time, though. They used to let high school kids sit there with a turntable on this side and a turntable on that side and called it dinner DJ. They would tell lame jokes and inside... remarks about their high school friends.
That was me.
Like 5 to 6 every night in black and white.
And this was you?
Well, that's what we did, yes. And then we also had a radio station.
Here's Don't Go Breaking My Heart.
It broadcast for a mile in high school, so it was on AM something.
Okay. So, all right. So, but when you say this industry, you are referring to the radio industry.
Well, I'm referring experience-wise that I know about, entertainment and broadcasting in
general.
Now,
the phrase you use, though, you said,
right.
I have more than 20 years' experience in this industry. Now, what industry are you referring to, is my question.
Well, I was referring to radio. But
okay.
Retracted.
But not the
a
nuptial
little.
Industry.
I retracted a little.
Who knew? I could have been talking about being a counterman at a kosher deli. What do I know?
Right.
So now let me just go over the list. Now I'm going to list some things, and just please now to be telling me whether you think that they are part of the radio industry or not. Do they count as years in the radio industry? Wedding DJ.
Yes.
Okay.
That's the wedding industry.
Everything you say, I'm going to say yes to.
That's okay. You understand that being a wedding DJ, it has nothing to do with the radio industry.
I understand that it's not broadcasting over the airwaves. However, the concept.
Do you believe that standing in your yard and speaking into the end of a tennis racket as though you were holding forth to thousands of people is being in the radio industry?
Well, that's how I got my experience.
Uh huh. So, I mean, really, because when I was a kid, I would do this thing where I would put a towel around my neck and sing into a carrot stick. So, are you telling me that I can actually now put that down on my resume?
I would. Everything helps.
Let me ask you this. How about strip club DJ?
Well, you're playing in front of a live audience, right?
Okay. But, I mean, the guy in the corner clutching a Bible and wetting himself is talking to a live audience. It doesn't mean that he's on the radio.
Well, that's what I said earlier.
Basically, anybody who is holding a microphone in their hand in any way, anywhere, at any time. So, like, the guy who does the announcements on the TriMet bus about what stop is coming up is on the radio, in your opinion.
Well, the thing is, my point is always misconstrued. I was merely trying to
state...
This
is why we are letting you answer the question yourself.
Okay, good. I appreciate it.
I don't want anything to be misconstrued.
I was merely trying to...
While we are attempting to assess what you, Scotty J., believe about this.
Right. I was just trying to let it be known... That, A, and I'll say it again, I didn't just fall off the turn-up truck, and...
No, you paid. No, you paid
right.
to come
paid.
Off the turn-up truck.
But over...
I've never seen the turn-up
truck. Okay, over the last 20 years, with DJ experience, and high school radio experience, and college radio experience, and cable radio experience, I am familiar with this industry. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for calling. Thank you for clarifying that. Here's Tim Riley, ladies and gentlemen.
Meanwhile, Deep Throat, thought to be the most successful pornographic movie feature, is on the list of the top 100 films. This is from Radio Times Magazine of London. Deep Throat was the worst film to have a major influence.
That's a terrible film. It's the Have you ever seen Deep Throat, Sarah?
No.
Oh, try to avoid seeing that. It's not like you're a big consumer of pornography. You're no Jeremy. But it's the worst film. And it's like every bad thing about the 70s that you could possibly imagine, like boiled down and distilled and then put into a glass and you're forced to drink it.
Made in 1972.
Oh, it's a terrible film.
Cheerfully
I mean,
trashy, charmingly silly.
It's not charming. It's not, no way. There's nothing endearing about that film at all. And it's got like, if you could conjure up in your head like the prototypical 70s male sleazy porn star, it would be Harry Reams, who is now, by the way, a Christian real estate broker in Park City, Utah. But he's exactly the guy that you would imagine would be in this film. It's just awful. So you try to never watch that. Speaking of films, by the way, Scott Daly from FilmFeverRadio.com is going to be tomorrow. We're also going to be talking to, and I forget the guy's name, but we're going to do a small interview tomorrow on the phone with this. Apparently there's some, this is, I got an email from these guys. There is a theater company in Beaverton, a stage theater company, and they are doing a theatrical onstage production of Night of the Living Dead, which is great. I don't even know how they do it. It's like those guys who are doing Cannibal the Musical now. But it's people who are doing an onstage, a theatrical stage play version of Night of the Living Dead. We're going to talk to them about that tomorrow. So a couple more here, and then we'll break.
Meanwhile, one in every four adults in the world who is malnourished. Compared to five times, is that a real word?
I do not think that means what you think it means.
Malnutrished.
That's malnourished?
That's not really a word.
It isn't?
No. That's like that. What is that spot? We're running a spot for some company, and it's... What is it? It's like Publicators? I don't even know who it is. We're running an ad for somebody. There's a spot that airs on the station where the guy, one in five radio publicators or whatever, and he uses the word publicators, which I think is a made-up word. I'm pretty sure that the word is publishers. I don't really know the publicators. I mean, unless he's coining a word. And I don't think malnutrished.
Well, as I say, Peter.
Malnutrition, you know what that sounds like? Malnutrition sounds like a really cute form of malnutrition. You know what I mean? Like, oh, somebody want dinner? Oh, somebody a little malnutrished today? Is somebody a little covered in flies? That's totally what it. Like you're, you know, like a really, adorable little puppy that hadn't been fed in a year with
an adorable
malnutrition.
Fat puppy.
Yeah.
Well, 30% of the people in the world are clinically obese. The scourge of obesity brings in its train of health and economic problems that could one day cripple economies. This is horrible. This is worse than global warming. It's more prevalent in some countries than others, but still constitutes a global epidemic. Why should we care about this?
I don't know.
And what can we do about it?
I really don't care, but let me just say this. Is this another one of those stories that has a picture of just a big fat woman's ass in it?
It looks like shredded pieces of paper.
Is that the
same
ass?
Yes,
this is the stock ass. We had this
stock
before.
Stock ass.
This poor woman.
That is the ass picture from like a week ago.
Look, we got this piece coming up next week. I'm going to need one of your stock asses and also a boob. If you could please have those on my desk.
Send us your best model for this.
Right? Okay, now, don't you... let me ask you this.
Don't you remember? Because we were looking at it, we couldn't figure out if she was wearing a skirt or shorts.
She's wearing a zebra stripe skirt. And she's got a huge butt. I mean, it really is massive. Yeah. Now, let me just say this. Do you ever watch the news, though, and they'll do these... Yeah. Americans are fatter than ever, and they'll do these shots taken like a food court, which is like a bunch of waist-down film footage of fat asses walking by. Do you ever feel bad for those people that little do they know that their massive buttocks are filling my television screen at home as a walking, living, emblematic example of how not to live? And I always wonder if they recognize their ass on TV. Like, if some guy's sitting at home, big, you know, Pringles in one hand and a big stick of margarine in the other.
I've actually given this thought, too.
Really?
And totally.
By God, that's my butt, you know? It's just sitting in the chair.
They have no self-esteem.
Self-esteem? I have no self-esteem. Let's take one call, and then we'll break. Chuck, you're on the Rick Emerson Show. Chuck, hello, sir.
Yeah, I was just wondering, does CB radio experience count? But I was...
probably. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. He's probably got that in there too. But I was just thinking, you know, it sounds like he may be not qualified on the air. It sounds like he'd make a hell of a consultant.
That really is true. Scotty, the thing is...
Nobody wants to consult this show.
No, not for us. But I got to say this, and Tim will back me up on this. Scotty J, you know, we love you. I say this with all the respect in the world. It's not like Brian Jennings speaking, because that's all the respect in the world. Scotty J is exactly the kind of guy that will get a job someday, work as radio consultants. Long after we've been fired, and I'm just suckling off the sweet tap of the state to try to stay alive. I'm just on, and I'm just like going to be at a homeless shelter. Matt Peterson and Scotty J will be highly paid radio consultants. That is absolutely true. Scotty is the living, breathing mold of what those guys are.
Now, one thing totally I want to say true. About Sarah is that, Scotty, I'm 46 years old, and I'd like to recommend to Scotty that he stop practicing ageism. You can learn from younger people.
Dreams can come true. All right, thank you, Chuck. We got a break here.
We got a break.
503-733.
Ageism, our newest epidemic.
2970. We come back. I'll read you the worst story you've ever heard. It's right here.
Okay, this is the most random CD I've found in the place.
All right.
I don't know what song this is.
See if I can spot it. Oh, Rick, you too. Hold me, throw me, kiss me, kill me. Look at
this
that.
This is the Batman Forever soundtrack. I wanted to hear Kiss from Ramone.
Okay, but can I just... Wait, let's stop to acknowledge how great that was. It was like a second in. I care. It's the only thing I'm good at. Sons of bitches.
This would be the last song. There's 19 songs.
I think you're not letting the CD player queue up properly.
Oh.
Okay.
But, I was a little excited.
Getting him a second to breathe.
Do I not even get a token acknowledgement of my skill for that?
Your skill is fantastic.
I mean, the drums...
That's a fantastic
really,
skill.
It was like one note into that song that I was able to nail that. We are broadcasting from the... I have no idea what this is.
The theme from Sanford and some...
You know that you're going to pick one that's rife with profanities, too. If you just go through randomly through some soundtrack, grabbing songs, you know that you're going to get one of the first word out of there is going to be bleepable.
Thrilling.
Are we just... I was ready to break like 30 seconds ago.
I need to find Kiss from a Rose.
Oh, God. Can't I just sing it?
It's a one-hit wonder.
I've been kissed by a rose on the thing. I'm the thing I am... I'm the painted man.
It must only have 13 cuts if it's not going to 14.
Okay.
This is gripping.
I'm sorry.
This isn't...
Fine, we'll just break.
For the love of God. That's momentum is what that is right there. Right there. That's what I'm talking about.
That's our experience.
That is keeping the energy in the show. Okay, thank you.
Oh, no.
This might be during a lovemaking scene. Me.
Rick Emerson. AM 970. Solid State Radio.
Thank you.
Okay, this is not Kiss from a Rose, just so you know.
I know, you're getting all grumpy about it. So
I'm not getting grumpy about it. I don't dislike Seal.
I thought you'd like this better.
Is this Tenderness by General Public?
Sure is.
Thank you, Scotty. It's the Rick Emerson Radio program.
I don't know if it's by General Public. He could be making that up.
Subject line of this email, Harry Reams. You know, when you were talking about hair on the tongue, Rick, Harry Reams is the first guy I thought of. He's your basic Wenatchee banana kind of guy. He's all covered with hair, from his massive head hair to his unibrow to his hairy tongue and on and on and on. He's probably the most disgusting looking guy in porn after Ron Jeremy, who is rotund, in addition to being overly hairy. Well, it is true. Let's see here. What have we got? Rick. I can relate to Scotty's ordeal as a wedding DJ. I have been a wedding DJ for over 10 years now, and it's not an easy thing to do. Thank you. And the only thing that wedding DJs have over radio DJs is that you only get one try to get it right. On the radio, you can have problems like yesterday in the radio and get away with it. Unfortunately, it's not the same with audio or technical glitches during a wedding or reception. You have to be perfect. Now, if you excuse me, I have to get back to practicing I Wanna Rock on my jazz flute. All right. Oh, this is perfect. Let's have this music playing for the worst story ever. Are we ready?
Oh, I don't know if I want to hear this. You said it was pretty bad.
No, this music will make it better. Just focus on the music part.
Okay.
Try not to listen to anything I'm saying. The light that you shine can't be... I'll read it as Doyle Redlin from the Inland Radio News Desk. An area man is charged with bestiality. Doyle Redlin reporting. A 44-year-old Saginaw man remains jailed today on charges of bestiality after he was seen engaged in what authorities would only refer to as lewd acts with a dead dog.
Oh, my God.
Michigan State Police trooper said.
Oh.
It gets better.
No, I don't want
to. Ronald Cooch. Ronald Cooch. Ronald Cooch was arrested after police searched the area of Midland and Carter Roads Friday for a man who ran away from a nearby animal control officer. The entire incident was within view of a nearby daycare center. The dog had been dead for 5 days.
Oh, good God.
Thank you. Stop the corpse. Right there. Wasn't that worth the 4-hour tease? I mean, listen to the seal, baby. Let the seal take all the taste of dead dog out of your mouth. Ronald Cooch. Daycare center. 5 days.
Okay.
There you go. Did I lie? Is that not the worst thing you've ever heard in your life?
That's pretty high up there.
Well, I like to go out on a peak. It really is the Seal music that made it, by the way. Let's just keep this going. Let's welcome to the Rick Emerson Show our good friend, Mailman Chris. Hello, sir. How are you?
I think I'm going to be sick.
Yeah, well, what can you do?
You know, they
by the way, it's Todd the Corpse's fault because he said that the show would be dead to him forever if I didn't read it. He made me read it, baby. I didn't want to.
You know, they need to include that at the house, right?
Yes. Yeah, I'm sure. The house of... there really ought to be a Rick Emerson-themed haunted house. It would just be, you know... It would just be this guy, Ronald Cooch, and, you know, Mitchell Bickford would be there. And
clown.
All right. You know, yeah, clowns. In any event... All right, brother. Where are we ranked for today? Today was better than yesterday, but what are you going to do?
You know, you got the worst story ever just now, unfortunately.
Oh, yeah.
You did the Name the Tune, Gary B., Jim Roop. You didn't get the Britney story?
Oh, did I not? Oh, damn, that's me. I suck. All right.
And you said that you were going to get the 80s crap.
I'm going to count them.
Yeah. I got a bunch of, we got a bunch of 80s music. I didn't actually get to the, I got a bunch of emails about this, about videos and so forth. We were going to talk about that. Well, I'll probably end up doing that tomorrow. So, yeah.
All right. So, well, that'll put you at 48. I pushed you into a geek and cannibal watch, but you didn't actually tease them. So I'm not going to count them because you didn't get to either of them.
Yeah, no, that's true, because that was just, we did a lot of news today, but we got this sidetracked by any number of things. All right, so where are we at? So 48?
48.
48, that's not bad. Still below 50, my friend.
Yeah, we got to work on getting that down, though, before Lycus gets there, because you don't want, because Lycus is going to be there for the entire last hour of your show.
Yeah.
So when I call in, you don't want me going, yeah, where are you at? Well, you're at 72 push-ups, Rick.
No, no, it really is true. It's going to be embarrassing for all of us. All right. Thank you, sir.
No problem. Talk to you tomorrow.
All right. Talk to you tomorrow. There you go, mailman Chris. Rick, is it just me or does Scotty J always sound drunk? And by always, I mean always. Rick the Courier, just curious about this. Rick, okay, you've shown us the mastery you have of many of the songs of the 80s. You know the name of songs and the bands who sing them. But can you also name the movies that some of these songs have come from? Just curious. I know I can. Next best battle for tickets.
Oh, that is a great contest idea.
It really is. Signed, George Lucas Rossi. Fantastic. All right, let's see. Rick, out of context statements are frequently genius. I just went for a cup of coffee and then sat down at my desk and put my headphones on, only to hear, quote, "It's kind of weird that your mom was there trying to have sex with Steve Perry." I am now wiping coffee off my monitor. All right, well, that's what I do, sir. Are we ending already? All right. The Rick Emerson Show, produced today and every day with the lovely and talented Sarah S. Dillon for AM 970 Solid State Radio. Tim Riley is our newest director. Of course, Scotty J is the PA, and the manager of the Rick Emerson Office East is Dave Zinn. I want to thank everybody at CBS Radio Engineering today. We want a bit of fond farewell to CNN Radio correspondent Gary Baumgarten, and we want to thank Bob Costantini and Jim Roop. Tomorrow, Scott Daly from FilmFeverRadio.com, and we'll be speaking to the people who are doing the stage theater production of Night of the Living Dead. All right, my friends, as always, we thank you for being there. If you'd like to join us tomorrow, we start at 11 a.m. That's a four-hour show. We got Lycus next, and he'll be here, of course, next Friday. Donna Mike tonight at 7, John Jeff at 11, Stephanie Miller tomorrow morning. Thank you for being there. Be safe. Don't let the bastards grind you down. Thank you for listening. See you tomorrow. Bye.
This show, copyright 2006, Rick Emerson Show.